John Kennedy's a senator from Louisiana. So let's not shoot for the four-bedroom colonial on half an acre, Senator. Let's just maybe aim for a shed. Is that the American dream you recall?
No, and let's talk about the American dream, Jesse. In many ways, the policies of the Biden administration have been a cancer on the American dream. There are two reasons that I don't trust many people, most people in Washington, D.C. First, I don't know them. And second, I do. After 2 years, we know the Biden administration. And one of the things we know about the Biden administration is that spending money that we don't have makes President Biden rapturously happy. Now, how has he spent this money? Number one, he has massively expanded an already generous welfare program. Food stamps, extra food stamps, massive expansion of Medicaid. That's one of the reasons the labor force participation rate is so low. Number two, the president has passed these bills with the help of a handful of Republicans in the Senate. The American Rescue Plan, the big tech bailout, the infrastructure bill, the Inflation Reduction Act. But look at how he's spending money in those bills. Much of the money in those bills is not being spent by government. It's being given by the Biden administration to favored people and entities in the private sector, bailouts, if you will. And all of this has undermined the American dream. I talk to people every day who tell me, these are my words, not theirs. They say, look, Kennedy, we look around in America today, and here's what we see. We see too many undeserving people at the top getting bailouts from the Biden administration, and we see too many undeserving people at the bottom getting handouts from the Biden administration, and we're in the middle, and we can't pay the bill anymore. These are people who get up every day, go to work, obey the law, pay their taxes, try to teach their kids morals. And the result of all this is that today in America, it's harder than ever to get ahead, and it's easier than ever to do nothing. So for these people, the ordinary American, the American dream has become the American game, and it's fixed. And the money goes to the people at the top and in the bottom, but they don't do anything to help the middle class. And the byproduct of this, Jesse, is inflation. We're paying for all that spending of money that we don't have through inflation. And if inflation continues, I don't know, at some point, I guess the Powerball jackpot will be a pound of hamburger.
Well, it's the one time the Democrats got the math right. If you get the rich and you get the poor, you win the majority, and that's all they care about. I just think that these little sheds, it probably cost about $1.5 million government
probably.
Money. Yeah, probably. And it's probably some cousins of the contractor who got the gig. John Kennedy knows more than people think about Washington, D.C., and it ain't pretty. Thank you so much.